Blog Talk Radio.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, find the bottles from Trey Love, baby, say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock,
I'm a rock,
I'm a
rock, I'm a
rock,
I'm a
rock,
I'm a
rock,
I'm a
rock,
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her, Facebook her so I can poke her, gon' make sure you know my name, here what game is my claim to fame, gon' be mine, you do same, show up, show out, show no shame, it's all enough for everybody, get up, get down, and on the party, Facebook card it, let's get naughty, Big Fun, coast to coast, LA, shawty, ATL, MIA, and for yeah, Chi-Town, baby, anyway, this beat is sick, rap a chick, take her pick, if she sexy, give her it,
it's I'm a rock.
When I see you in the club, find the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
Trey.
You know you sing on this beat, right?
Child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't hold, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirror, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a match so I can bear it, me and to you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue. I think Trey love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club,
find the bottles
from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
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 Now I got you in the loop, spark a flame to set the mood, let's get kinky, I got lube, don't be crude, act all shrewd, are you hungry, I got food, let me touch it, let me hold you, take a peek so I can show you what I can do in the bed, I am a king, like a master, want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter, your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul, but hard like a revolver, in bed, the problem solver, like a crackhead, I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm a bottle from Trey Love, baby, say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff, I'm a rocker,
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 y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit works entertainment.
I'm gon' rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah.
We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gon' do one at a time.
I'm gon' rock her.
triple on the corner. You pass me on the street, I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough. And don't think I don't notice that I rise never meet. I lost my wife and little boy. Someone crossed that yellow line. The day we laid them in the ground is the day I lost my mind. And right now I'm down to four little cardboard signs. So don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What? Holding it down on EOTMRadio.com. We have an interesting show tonight, I must say, because this is unlike any show I've done, but I had to do it because this topic is extremely, extremely deep and kind of sad at the same time, because this topic is one of those things that are definitely killing our children. Now, before we get started, just so you know, Mixture of Arts is a creative mixture of topics and diversity of music show. So if you love crazy and off-the-beat topics, then you definitely want to subscribe to our future shows, or you can definitely go ahead and join us on Facebook, and that's Mixture of Arts with Say T Say. Now, for you guys that are in the chat room, I have posted up the link to our page so y'all can go ahead and get the easy access. Okay, now, tonight's topic is on Obama's anti-bullying campaign and victims of bullicide, as well as some solutions to bullying that I will be telling you guys. Now, for those that want to go ahead and call in, y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543. Now, first things first, what is bullying? That is the big question. Now, bullying is someone who directs physical, verbal, or psychological aggression or harassment towards others with the goal of gaining power over or dominating another individual. Now, research indicates that bullying is more prevalent in boys than girls, though this difference decreases when considering indirect aggression such as verbal threats. Now, I kind of wonder why boys are more to do the bullying than females. Do you think it's because boys tend to have a lower self-esteem than girls do, or do you feel like because men or boys or guys' life are much harder than the actual female? So with those questions in mind, if you want to go ahead and answer them, definitely go ahead and chime in, okay? Okay, now what is victim? the victim is basically someone who repeatedly is exposed to aggression from peers in the form of physical attacks, verbal assault, or psychological abuse. Now, victims are more likely to be boys and to be physically weaker than peers, and they generally do not have many, if any, good friends and may display poor social skills and academic difficulties in school. So you mean to tell me that these people are saying that the statistics of bullying is basically people who are loners, people who are basically an outcast, people who are considered as lame, like just a small description of what I'm getting out of the whole victim issue thing. Now I have some facts as far as bullying. If you want to go ahead and call in and share your story, y'all can definitely go ahead and share your story on that. Okay, now some facts about bullying. Bullying actually is the most common form of violence in our society. Between 15% and 30% of students are bullies or victims. A recent report from the American Medical Association on the study of over 15,000 6th through 10th graders estimates that approximately 3.7 million youth engage in and more than 3.2 million are victims of moderate or serious bullying each year. Also, between 1994 and 1999, there were 253 violent deaths in school. 51 casualties were the results of multiple death events, and bullying is often a factor in school-related deaths. Now it says that membership is in either bullying or victim groups is associated with school dropout, poor psychosocial adjustments, if I could say the word right, criminal activity, and other negative long-term consequences. Direct physical bullying increases in elementary school, peaks in middle school, and declines in high school. I never knew that. Wow. Verbal abuse, on the other hand, remains constant. The United States Department of Justice report that younger students are more likely to be bullied than older students, and over two-thirds of students believe that schools respond poorly to bullying, with a high percentage of students believe that adult help is infrequent and ineffective. And also, 25% of teachers see nothing wrong with bullying. What? Or put downs, and consequently intervene in only 4% of bullying incidents. Wow. Can you believe that? 25% of teachers see nothing wrong with bullying? How in the world can a teacher not see anything wrong with bullying? I mean, I'm just saying, let's be for real. Now, it says, why do some children and adolescents become bullies? Now, this is the ultimate question that I definitely want to know about, because, I mean, let's be for real, like, the way a child behaves and the way a child responds to different things and the way a child act, to me, basically, is because of the parents. I feel like if that parent is not really close to their child, or that parent does not listen to that child, if that parent kind of ignores their child, yes, they are going to be bullies. They are going to be mean, because of the simple fact that they're not really getting that type of nourishment that they're supposed to have with their parents, as far as the parents teaching them different types of manners and how to treat people and all those different types of things. I mean, you just got to think about these type of stuff. Like, when was the last time you sat down with your child, maybe at a dinner table or something, and ask your child what is really going on at school, or when was the last time that your child ever told you that something was going on at her school about some type of commotion going on at school that involves her or him, and you took it serious. And you know, one thing I think the reason why that these children are killing themselves is because of the simple fact that even though that some of them do tell their parents and their teachers and just mentors and stuff, they don't take them serious. I don't really think that people really understand the seriousness of bullying until something really does happen. Now, why do some children and adolescents become bullies? Now, first of all, most bullying behavior develops in response to multiple factors in environment. Exactly. Just what I was just saying a few seconds ago, at home, school, and within the peer group. Also, there is no one causing of bullying, and common contributing factors include family factors, the frequency and severity of bullying is related to the amount of adult supervision that children receive. Bullying behavior is reinforced when it has no or inconsistent consequences. Additionally, children who observe parents and siblings exhibiting bullying behavior or who are themselves victims are likely to develop bullying behaviors. Now, when children receive negative messages or physical punishments at home, they tend to develop negative self-concepts and expectations and may therefore attack before they are attacked. Bullying others gives them a sense of power and importance. Absolutely true. And also school factors. Now, because school personnel often ignore bullying, children can be reinforced for intimidating others. Now, bullying also thrives in an environment where students are more likely to receive negative feedback and negative attention in a positive school climate that fosters respect and sets high standards for interpersonal behaviors. And last but not least, peer group factors. Yes, peer group factors. Children may interact in a school or neighborhood peer group that advocates, supports, or promotes bullying behavior, really. And some children may bully peers in an effort to fit in, even though they may be uncomfortable with the behavior. And you know what? I absolutely agree with that one as far as children trying to fit in. That right there might be one of the cases, because you have to understand, I mean, who do you know wants to be by themselves? No one wants to be by themselves. And if you are just a loner or you are just always by yourself, of course you don't want to fit in. Of course you're going to try to do certain things so that people can notice you. Of course you will do all these different things just to put yourself out there, not knowing that to other people, you're considered like a whole other person. Now, it says that, no, first of all, I want to go ahead and mention a few things as far as why do some children and adolescents become victims. Now, personally, I think that victims signal to others that they are insecure and sometimes they are passive and will not relate to others. Now, consequently, though, bullies often target children who complain, appear physically or emotionally weak, and seek attention from peers. And that right there goes back to what I was just saying as far as children trying to fit in with others. And believe it or not, whoever that is trying to fit in And whoever that they're trying to fit in with, that person sees that. That person sees their weaknesses. So, of course, that person is going to try to elevate the situation as far as overpowering them and telling them what to do and just all these mean things. And not only that, too, but when you are popular and the other person is not popular and something goes wrong and you say this and you say that, of course it's going to get out there because you're popular. Of course the other person is going to get teased because that person is not popular. So therefore, yes, that person is going to get teased. You are going to get teased if you are trying to fit in with a crowd that you know that you shouldn't be trying to fit in with. Now, studies show that victims have a higher prevalence of overprotective parents or school personnel. As a result, they often fail to develop their own coping skills. Many victims long for approval even after being rejected. Some continue to make ineffective effective attempts to interact with the victimizer. Now, I will go ahead and take a few commercial breaks. I see a few folks on the phones right now. I'm going to go ahead and take a few callers, and then we will go ahead and get on break. Now, the first caller I see is 806-290. You are live. What's up?
Yeah, hey. How's it going?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
Yeah, glad to see you're covering such an important topic. A little bit of input and a question. I think it's great what Obama is doing and making it, coming out, making this a national issue by, coming on and making everyone aware of bullying and what's going on. I definitely think this needs to happen. It's gone on far too long, and too many people have been hurt by it. And it just needs to stop, I mean, this whole issue of school districts, looking the other way and acting as if no one's told them a damn thing, when in reality, they've been contacted over and over again. It's just ridiculous. It needs to stop. And I would like to also, as far as my main concern is that I'm happy that bullying is finally being recognized as a huge problem and being a threat. But I think that not only does peer-on-peer bullying occur district to a student / parent also occurs all the time. The school districts are oftentimes the bully themselves, and people probably don't realize it. I know that I realize it because I'm raising a special needs child, and I guarantee it, as soon as you, have a disagreement with the district as to what is appropriate for your child's education or what methods are being used, an all-out war is declared on you, and you become the victim and your child all the while.
Right. And you know what? You are so right on that as far as parents taking the initiative and letting these school officials know. And like I was saying before, like, these people really do not take it to be serious. But my thing is this: you never know what is going on in that person's mind. Like, somebody might be hitting on me, and I keep telling this person, oh, stop, you're hitting me. Stop, it hurts. Stop, it hurts. And you just keep on hitting me, but I keep telling you, oh, stop, hurts. And you're not even listening to what I'm telling you as far as you are causing me pain. So what I think the problem is that people really don't take it serious because it's not being done to them. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, different people can hold so much. You can only take so much. And for that person to sit up there and tease you and call you names and tell you that you're ugly or you're gay, I just don't understand that. What gives you the right to tell somebody that you, that they're ugly or they're gay? Like, what really gives you the right to say those type of things? Like, you're just the perfect person in the whole world. I just don't see it. And the school officials are definitely not doing anything as well, because they don't really take it serious. And then when something happens, then they want to open their mouth and then say something else. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Unless it's happening to them, then I don't think they're going to see it. And that the whole notion of, you know, turning your head and looking the other way, you know, and when you say you don't see where the person actually doing this is coming from, I couldn't agree more either. I actually believe that in a lot of cases it's an insecurity on the bullying themselves.
Or
they've been bullied themselves, and so they're going to continue the pattern. But, you know, this whole deal with, you know, CPS, have you heard that yet? How when parents are trying to stand up for their child and basically saying, you know, we disagree with you, school district, but what's going on in the school, and my kids being bullied either by a teacher or another student or whatever the situation is. I know in my child's situation it was a teacher and
a teacher bullying a child, huh?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, well, it's ludicrous. It's really unimaginable. No one would really believe that this would happen. And I know I didn't. I refused to believe it. It wasn't until my wife brought it to my attention and made me actually open my eyes and see what was going on that we realized what was actually happening with our kids and why the changes came about. No one would ever dare think that, but it does happen. It is happening. And if you look in the world of special education, you will see that it happens far too often,
right.
Whether these kids are being sexually abused or physically abused, mentally abused, you name it, it happens all the time because these kids aren't able to basically tell their parents what's going on, you know.
Right. And you know what's so funny, too, because sometimes parents actually blame their child for what is going on with them. Have you seen a parent do that?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I am a parent who actually believed that the problem was my child. I refused to see what was going on. It took my wife to open my eyes to what was really going on. And, you know, when it came to light and I realized that, hey, you know, my kid has changed and she's nowhere near the same that she was and she's having all these problems, I just could not accept the fact that a school district, a teacher, or an aide would actually do anything to harm a child. It wasn't a reality for me. I would not believe it. And when it came to light that was what was actually happening, then, of course, I got right on the situation, but it took a lot of eye-opening experiences for me to actually see it. And that's what I don't think, you know, when people talk about bullying, that people ever really consider that a district would bully a child. And if you think it doesn't happen, just Google special education and CPS, for instance. And you'll see that when a parent disagrees with the school district and they're saying, you know what, my kid's coming home, they're hurt, they're bruised, they're bumped, they're whatever,
right.
And I want you to investigate this. And a few days later, that parent gets that knock, knock, knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yes, yeah, Protective Services here to investigate an allegation of you abusing your child, that it will actually sink in on anyone.
Right.
But it sunk on me. It sunk in on me three times. And it just so happened that every time I made a complaint about what was going on with my kid at the district, that a few days later, call it coincidence, I call it retaliation. Protective Services.
You know what? You know what? I'm just glad that you were strong enough and you stood up for what you believe in. That's what I have to say about that. I really, really wish that it didn't have to happen that way, but it probably happened for a good reason. And now that you know that you are strong enough to actually go through those different things and experience those different things, and in that way you can teach your child different ways to handle different situations as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's changed our entire life, for that matter, you know. And it takes a lot of willpower on your part to, you know, to keep things in a civil, legal manner. But when you're being accused of really the most heinous crimes known to mankind, by an agency who can, you know, take your kid and turn your life upside down, it's devastating. And I don't think that I'll ever be the same. People need to realize that schools are using protective services as a weapon when parents disagree with the treatment of their child. And,
yes,
you know, I don't want to change your topic of the bullying tonight, but, you know, I felt like this was that it related because it's the same type of situation that still involves bullying. And we're just trying to, you know, help spread the word just like you are. And that's why I was, you know, really glad to see that you had the show on tonight.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you so very much for calling in, and just so you know that you can always listen to my shows Monday nights at 1 o'clock in the morning. You can just go ahead and subscribe, and then you will get the reminder.
Yeah, I definitely will. This first time, you know, I was just kind of scrolling through and seeing the topic on tonight. I don't believe I've been to your show, but I'm glad I came. It's a great show. And thanks for taking my call. And I will be following.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Okay, now, y'all, we have a few more callers on the phone. Now, some callers just hung up the phones. If you can, please call back at 718-664-6543. I really want to go ahead and chat with you and hear what you guys have to say. Okay, now we will go back on. We will take a commercial break, I will say. And with that said, folks, we will be right back. Y'all stay tuned.
There's a girl who sits under the bleachers just another day eating alone. And though she smiles, there is something just hiding, and she can't find a way to relate. But she just goes unnoticed as the crowd passes by. And she'll pretend to be busy when inside she just wants.
Up, y'all, welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What, holding it down, y'all, on EOTMradio.com. All right, y'all, now we are on the topic with bullying. Bullying is tonight's topic, y'all, and the Obama bullying campaign as well. Now, what does bullying look like? What does bullying look like? Now, some examples of bullying and what bullying looks like is basically hitting, slapping, elbowing, shouldering, which means slamming someone with your shoulder, shoving in a hurtful or embarrassing way, kicking, tacking, stealing, damaging, or defacing belongings to other property, restraining, pinching, flushing someone's head in the toilet, cramming someone's into his or her lap, attacking with spit wax or food. That is so disgusting. I don't even see how in the world anyone can take that. As far as spitting on me, I'm just saying, you can do anything else to me, but don't spit on me. Do not spit on me is a wrap then, I'm telling you. But some other verbal bullying are name calling, insulting, remarks and put downs, repeating, teasing, racist remarks or other harassment, threats, intimidation, whispering behind someone's back. Now, some indirect bullying behaviors are destroying and manipulating relationships. Oh, Lord, ain't that the truth? Destroying status within a peer group, destroying reputations, humiliation, and embarrassment, intimidation, gossiping, spreading nasty and malicious rumors and lies about someone, hurtful graffiti, excluding someone from a group, stealing boyfriends or girlfriends to hurt someone, negative body language, threatening gestures, taunting, pestering, insulting, remarks and gestures, glares and dirty look, nasty jokes, notes passed around, anonymous notes, and hate petitions. Now, those are all the different looks of bullying, which makes perfect sense. My thing is, I just don't understand how can anyone go through all that extreme stuff just to make someone's life miserable? I mean, do you not have anything better to do with yourself than sit up there and talk about someone? I mean, let's be serious. And, now, how are boys and girls difference in their bullying. It says that boys may bully more than girls. However, some question is boys bully both boys and girls. Boys use more direct behaviors than girls do, and they usually use more indirect bullying as their verbal skills increase. Boys may use more physical aggression than girls. Boys are just as likely as girls to use social and emotional taunting. And then it says for girl bullies, it says that girls are aggressive but may use more indirect behaviors to damage relationships and can be sneaky and nasty. Now, that I can totally 100% agree with, because we all know that girls can be more sneakier and nastier than boys if we really put our mind to it. Because for real, girls are like strategic thinkers when it comes to getting away with stuff. So I can totally agree with that. It says that girls are becoming more physical in bullying than in the past. Girls are more likely to bully other girls, but sometimes they bully boys. Girls bully in groups more than boys do. Girls seek and inflict psychological pain on their victims, which hurts as much as if more than physical attacks and has long-lasting effects. Girls behave well around adults, but can be cruel and mean to peers. That's true. Girls target weaknesses in others. That's so true. Like I said, girls are more strategic thinkers, and that's the reason for all this crazy stuff. It says girls frequently make comments regarding the sexual behavior of girls they don't like, and girls attack with things, tightly knit networks of friends, which hurts more. Okay, now, those were all the differences between the girls and the male bullies. If you have any thoughts on that that you want to go ahead and share, you have to definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Now, before I go ahead and put the rest of the callers on, I want to go ahead and shared a little story about a boy who shot himself in the head when this one kid, which is in his math class, by the way, and this little boy always teases him, and they are thinking that the reason why this little boy shot himself in the head was because the bully had told him, he said, why don't you just do yourself a favor and shoot yourself in the face? And this little boy went home and shot himself in the freaking face. Can you believe that? I can't even believe what I heard when I heard this story. So with that said, folks, I want to go ahead and share my story. I mean, share this story with you guys. And then after that, I will go ahead and start taking some more phone calls. All right, y'all stay tuned.
Heartbreaking for parents to learn that their child is being bullied at school. But for one family in Ohio, the taunting turned tragic when their son committed suicide. Now the parents say it's the school that's responsible for his death. 17-year-old Eric Mohat always had a smile in yearbook photos, but behind that smile, Eric was hiding from his parents and friends that he was constantly tormented by bullies. Jan and Bill Mohat believe it was a single comment in math class in March of 2007 that finally prompted Eric to do the unthinkable. Eric was told by the bully,
one of the bullies,
Eric, why don't you go home and shoot yourself? It's not like anybody would care. That afternoon in his bedroom, Eric used his father's gun to take his own life. Now, 2 years later, Eric's parents are suing the Mentor, Ohio School District. The lawsuit claims that school officials and teachers were aware of the situation and did not take action. In a statement to CBS News, the school district says that after conducting its own investigation, they, quote, found no evidence to support the family's claims that we ignored a bullying problem. But for the Mohat family, that's not enough.
How do you live with yourself? No.
Okay, you guys, I'm not going to play that whole video, but I'm pretty sure you guys have some comments that you guys want to go ahead and share. So with that said, folks, I will be taking calls. The first caller I see is 678-754. You are live. What is good?
Say two, say what up, what up, what up, what's up with you?
What is good with you, homie?
Everything.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on this craziness? What is really going on inside your head?
My prayers go out to that family, the last story you just played, because I didn't know about that one. That really shocked me that he was 17.
Right.
That I would think he, at that age, it'd be a lot more control, but I'm not sure exactly how much he was tormented or what kind of situations in his life brought him to that, because I know at the age I'm at, some things have gotten to me to the point where I was thinking about checking out. I didn't mean that it got that to that point where I was ready to go, but who knows what's going to be the straw to break the camel's back.
That's true.
Never know.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right on that. Do you feel like these victims of bully side, do you feel like they are weak, or do you just feel like they just need more emotional support?
I think as far as the victims themselves.
Yes.
I think there is somewhat to the extent of what you said earlier. It's somewhat like the bully is noticing a weakness in that person. So they're now using that. And that person either has to notice it or realize what is this person feeding off of. Because first and foremost, the other person is getting some kind of excitement or pleasure out of using that person or bullying, abusing, just gratifying themselves through that person.
Right.
I don't know what kind of view could have sparked it off, but it may be something as far as the person seems timid or seems easy to use, or I could push over this person, so I'm just going to now I'm gonna use my only time to get the control that I don't have on you, or use you to feel different.
I see, So do you feel like, as far as the whole Obama, even though we have not gotten to that point yet, but I'm pretty sure you have heard about the Obama campaign, how do you feel about his campaign?
Hold on, could you repeat that one more time, how do I feel about the Obama campaign?
Yes.
I'm like the gentleman that spoke earlier. I do agree with him also, stating that it is important that Obama or somebody with that much authority address the situation, because it is a bigger situation than we may overlook. I think we overlook it, kind of like that situation, that statement you said about the teachers.
Yeah.
I guess because it's a part of growing up. We all get into our scuffs and fights and little situations. I think some of us look at it more as though that's all it is. It's just a part of growing up. But we don't know to what extent is the abuse going on, or how much are they being bullied. That's where the measuring has to come in.
My thing is this, though. Why is it that these people have to go ahead and talk about people that are by themselves? Do you not notice that? Like, bullies basically bully people that don't have anyone behind their back, like, to take their back for them. Because, you know, bullies are people who are popular, people that have a lot of friends. So if somebody was to talk about them, their friends are going to have their back. So it's not going to be as worse as a person who don't have anyone holding their back for them.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like it's an easy target. Which one are you going to go for? Somebody? Yeah,
right.
That's the easiest
target.
Right,
because I'm pretty sure they don't want to go ahead and meet their match. Come on now. Let's be for real. And personally, I think one solution to beating a bully or letting a bully know, like, look, you ain't going to be trying me like this. You know what I'm saying? I think that one solution to a bully is that you have to find something about that bully that that bully does not like. Like, you have to find his sensitive side or her sensitive side. And that right there, I think, is the key, because them bullies know your sensitive side. And I'm pretty sure there's a way of knowing a bully sensitive side as well, because if you focus on the type of bully that he does, then you know that that right there will be something sensitive or something emotional that he wouldn't be able to take if you was to really put it out like that. You know what I'm saying? Because think about bullies that tease you about how you look. In most cases, people who tease you about how they look, imagine if you was to talk about how they look. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So, So I personally feel like that could be one of the best ways to kind of get rid of a bully, is to find that person's sensitive side and then work around it and do what he does to you back. You know what I'm saying? And even if it causes you to get beat up, shoot, if you are the type of person that don't want to fight nobody because you're scared, I mean, then, shoot, I would advise you. I mean, I'm not saying that violence is the way to go, but I'm just saying, like, come on, let's be serious. If somebody keeps pushing you and pushing you and pushing you, eventually you're going to just blow up and just say that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
So, it's
possibly, I feel you got to stand up for yourself at one given time. At one point in time, you got to stand up for yourself. That's the only way, really, to face that bully. And you also hit this nail on the head when you said, I believe the bully is reaching out for attention.
Right.
Either he or she, some kind of way or form or fashion, they reaching out for attention for something they lacking, and that's why they bullying people. So if you
that's
could reach
true.
Out or if you could figure out, okay, you picking on me about my looks, but in,
right.
in all actuality, you're the one that's insecure about your looks. If
exactly.
I just was to stand up and say, I don't have a problem with how I look, whether you care or not, and now I start talking about you, it's now done changed the playing field. Now you don't feel so strong by making me feel so timid because I feel like an ugly duckling. It comes a time where you just got to stand up for yourself. And that's what I think the bullying feeds off of. They see somebody that's not going to stand up for themselves, or they may have some trouble doing that. The timidness makes them feel like, oh, okay, I got one. I got an easy target. I got one I can use.
Right. And you're absolutely
they're
right.
They're actually just reaching out for attention.
Exactly. And that's really their weaknesses, I think, is giving them some attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, definitely. Well, I really do appreciate you for calling in. You can definitely go ahead and still listen in if you like, but we have a few more callers on the phone. All right?
Okay, appreciate it. I'll be listening then.
You're absolutely welcome. All right, y'all. Now, our next caller is 401-545. You are live. What is good? What's popping with you? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Yes, I was listening to your show about the bullying, and I can honestly say that it has gotten crazier than it was before. And I can say that I went through some bullying when I was younger, from the time I was in the, I want to say the sixth grade, all the way up until, I want to say my 11th grade year of school. And I could say my 10th grade, my 11th grade year was cool because I went to Redan High School. So, and I guess you can say, like the guy said, you got to stand up for yourself, which is so true, because I was the type of person where I didn't say much, but sometimes I would. But majority of the time, I really just had to let them say what they had to say. And as long as they didn't put their hands on me, I was good. Like, their words was like, whatever. But when they got in my face to where I felt threatened, then yes, I would handle them. And I think, I mean, I'm not saying fighting is the way to go, but after I did that, that's when it was like, okay, I'm going to leave her alone.
Right.
And I have two little girls now that I try to teach them to stand up for themselves and do things that, you know what I mean, don't come back and tell me everything that goes on. Try to handle it yourself because I'm not going to always be there to protect you, just like my mother wasn't always there to say, leave her alone, don't do this. So I can honestly say, like, it was a learning experience on, you know, how to handle things. And for when my daughter come and tell me things, and I can have answers for her. And as far as the bully, I think they're just insecure, and there's probably more than something in that person that they know they're capable of doing things probably 10 times as better than them, and they don't like it. So that could be a reason why they bully you. Or just because you're different. But as long as that person know that being different is okay and being yourself, if yourself is crazy, different, whatever, don't change for nobody, because you're not going to be happy yourself. And
what?
I can honestly say that was me. Like, I didn't care what everybody says. I didn't get invited to the dances, but at the same time, I was comfortable with me, and I was comfortable in things that went on around me. So it was a learning experience for me to handle situations that come up in my adult life now. So that's all I really had to say about the bullying. And the Obama campaign, I don't understand why it's a problem about it but we can campaign about safe sex marriages and abortions, but we can't talk about bullying. Like,
exactly.
It says a lot about America, and not saying everybody in America, but maybe half the people in America that don't agree with it.
You're absolutely right, and you're making a great point on that as well. Now, my thing is this, though. I totally, totally agree with the campaign, and I would encourage anyone to support the campaign because of the simple fact that bullying is not just no small issue. I mean, this thing affects millions of children all over the world. So it's not something that is small. It's something that really needs to be taken care of as soon as possible, because who knows, like, your child may be next, or your nephew may be next, or your little goddaughter may be next. And then what? What will you say then when your niece or your nephew or your daughter or your son or your cousin goes ahead and kills themselves because of bullying? I mean,
yes.
Come on now, let's be for real. Support.
Well,
I
live in Rhode Island right now.
And go to bullying, to stopbullyingnow.org and support Obama, please. Thank you so very much for calling in and sharing your thoughts as far as the bullying. I will go ahead and take the next caller. All right.
All right,
cool. All right, so now the next caller I see is 404-396. You are live. What's up? What's good?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Everything's good. Everything's good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How do you feel about the Obama campaign and the whole bullying issue?
This is my voice.
Oh. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't really know what to say. I grew up in public schools, and bullying was always just a problem that I just looked at, you know, and I was, like, always just not participating in it. A lot of my friends actually did, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't really participate in it too much because I just thought it was wrong. And it's just, like, you know, for certain people, it's just fun, you know. And at the end of the day, you still might have love for the person that you're bullying. It's just like, I don't know. It's wrong.
Are you serious? What do you mean you can still have love for someone that you're bullying? Why would you bully someone if you love them and you know that hurts their feelings? Why would you continue to do that?
I don't know, man. Some people feel that it's just a way
to
make that person stronger. You know?
So you're saying that if this was a, like, let's say your cousin, and you're bullying your cousin, so you basically are bullying him because you're trying to make him stronger and try to toughen up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I felt as though my brother was a bully, you know? He bullied me sometimes.
See, my thing is this.
He's older than me, so yeah, he bullied me. But it wasn't like he didn't love me. He just wanted me to be stronger and more, you know, defend myself.
You know, what you're talking about is not considered bullying. For real, I don't even think it's considered bullying because, first of all, bullying is done intentional and is done to hurt you and is done to hurt your feelings and is done because that person don't like you at all. So I wouldn't.
But that's a different type of bullying.
Huh?
That's a different type of bullying, yeah.
There are different types of bullying, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You are right. There are different types of bullying, like cyber bullying and all that type of stuff. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like if your brother is bullying you, I don't really think he's bullying you. I mean, he's your brother. You know what I'm saying? That's going to always be your brother, and he's always going to get on your nerves. So
I would say that to just, like, anybody. Like, it'd be people just live on your block, and they're older. They might, let's say your brother's friend. They might bully you because they just want you to be stronger, you know what I'm saying? But they still love you, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not just, I'm not just referring to just my brother or anybody. I'm just saying that people that you're around can be close to you and still try to bully you sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. But, and you know, like, the funny thing about it, though, because bullying mostly happens to white people. As far as, like, victims of bully side, like, the whole bully side thing. And for you guys that don't know what bully side is basically a person that commits suicide because of them being bullied. That is a bully side, a person who kills themselves because they are being bullied, okay? Now, for these victims that are killing themselves, obviously they feel like they have nowhere to go. They feel like no one is listening to what they have to say. They feel like they're all alone, and they just feel like they have no one. At the same time, though, Mont, I feel what you are saying because at the same time, though, it's like black people and bullying and white people, folks in bullying is, like, so freaking different because, like, it's more likely for a black person to fight someone if they're being teased or, you know what I'm saying? It's just more likely of that type of person to just fight someone and just get it out the way and say, no, I'm not going to take this type of mess from you. But then again, I'm not saying that all black people are like that because not all white people take stuff from others when they are being called certain things either. But what I'm saying is it just seems like a statistic that suicide and bullying is more in white people than black people. Now, I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, but I'm not going to take a commercial break. I just want to go ahead and touch on the Obama's anti-bullying campaign because recently on March 10th, Obama held a conference at the White House in Washington, D.C., along with school officials and parents of the victims of bullicide. Now, he basically encourages everyone to support the Stop Bullying Now campaign, and the Stop Bullying Now intervention is based on the work of many researchers in bullying prevention, including the Norway's Dan Lewis in England, Smith and Sharps, and so much more. Now, the White House Conference on Bullying Prevention materials provide information on how all communities can work together to prevent bullying, and the materials discuss the risk factors for bullying, effective bullying and violence prevention programs, and reduction of bullying against LGBT youth and cyberbullying. I want to go ahead and play a quick video. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I just want you guys to hear like a short video on the Obama speech.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is. It is on YouTube.
I'm watching it right now. That's crazy.
Oh, for real? That is definitely the move. I will go ahead and play this real fast so you guys can go ahead and get a little bit of insight if you have not heard about the Obama speech on that. So with that said, folks, y'all, I'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. You know what, you guys? I'm so crazy because I don't even have it on here. I'm so mad at myself because I don't have it. Okay, so, okay, it's cool. That's okay. I don't have to play it. You guys don't have to hear it. But, yeah, but I know what I will play. I know what I will play. I will go ahead and let you guys hear a little speech that Obama did, which is called It Gets Better.
And I can play the video for y'all. Y'all want to hear it?
And he is basically speaking on the whole bullying issue and how he does not agree with it, and how victims that are being bullied can go ahead and just let someone know it's so it is okay. You don't have to go ahead and kill yourself. It's okay. You can tell somebody. And there are people there to help you. So with that said, folks, I'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned.
Like all of you, I was shocked and saddened by the deaths of several young people who were bullied and taunted for being gay and who ultimately took their own lives. As a parent of two daughters, it breaks my heart. It's something that just shouldn't happen in this country. And we've got to dispel this myth that bullying is just a normal rite of passage, that it's some inevitable part of growing up. It's not. We have an obligation to ensure that our schools are safe for all of our kids. And to every young person out there, you need to know that if you're in trouble, there are caring adults who can help. I don't know what it's like to be picked on for being gay, but I do know what it's like to grow up feeling that sometimes you don't belong. It's tough. And for a lot of kids, the sense of being alone or apart, I know it can just wear on you. And when you're teased or bullied, it can seem like somehow you brought it on yourself for being different or for not fitting in with everybody else. But what I want to say is this. You are not alone. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything to deserve being bullied. And there is a whole world waiting for you, filled with possibilities. There are people out there who love you and care about you just the way you are. And so if you ever feel like because of bullying, because of what people are saying, that you're getting down on yourself, you've got to make sure to reach out to people you trust, whether it's your parents, teachers, folks that you know care about you just the way you are. You've got to reach out to them. Don't feel like you're in this by yourself. The other thing you need to know is things will get better. And more than that, with time, you're going to see that your differences are a source of pride and a source of strength. You'll look back on the struggles you faced with compassion and wisdom, and that's not just going to serve you, but it'll help you get involved and make this country a better place. It'll mean that you'll be more likely to help fight discrimination, not just against LGBT Americans, but discrimination in all its forms. It means you'll be more likely to understand personally and deeply why it's so important that as adults we set an example in our own lives and that we treat everybody with respect, that we are able to see the world through other people's eyes and stand in their shoes, that we never lose sight of what binds us together. As a nation, we're founded on the belief that all of us are equal and each of us deserves the freedom to pursue our own version of happiness, to make the most of our talents, to speak our minds, to not fit in. Most of all, to be true to ourselves. That's the freedom that enriches all of us. That's what America is all about. And every day, it gets better.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to a mixture of Ox with your girl, Say To Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTMradio.com. Yes, y'all, that was the one and only Obama just speaking to everyone on this whole bullying issue thing. I really feel like bullying should not be going on. I feel like everyone should just treat each other with respect, stop teasing folks. Nobody is perfect, and there is no reason to act like you are perfect because you are certainly not perfect at all. And to anyone who is being bullied, there are ways to get out of it. There are so many different ways. For you parents that are parents of the victims who are being bullied, you guys can definitely go ahead and support Obama's anti-bullying campaign and go to stopbullyingnow.com, and then it will take you to all the interventions and all the different programs that the Stop Bullying Now campaign has to offer. Also, I have some alternative solution as far as bullying. For you folks that are looking to purchase some books as far as bullying, I have some great news for you guys because the Totally Bully Solution is one book that I know that is very effective, and it really teaches you step by step the little known secrets that will give them, which is the bullies, the edge in every situation. I'm sorry, not the bullies, but the victims themselves. Now, they will learn how they can defeat bullies easily and never be bothered by them again, and your child will learn to conclusively banish the entire spectrum of social cruelty, from name-calling, vicious gossip, and intimidation to physical conflict. Also, this course is comprehensive, flexible, and fully customized to fit any child's unique situation. So please take that into consideration as well as far as thinking about purchasing the Total Bully Solution. Now, this book is ultimately for ages 5 to 12 years old, and it has also helped hundreds of children achieve confidence as well. Also, inside this book, you will also learn how to detect the signs and symptoms of bullying your child might be trying to hide, uncover why bullies are picking on your kid in the first place, also employ the irresistible power of operant conditioning to vanquish bullies without throwing a single punch,
which basically means that how to get your victim down without actually doing the actual hitting. You will also be making sure that the bullies never come back as well, and because you will also be capitalizing the mirror effect to develop charisma and win loyal friends, and what your child should never say to a bully. So these are different things that you may find inside of the Total Bully Book. For you guys that are on the EOTM radio page, I have, if you see on the page, I have the picture of the book actually on the page. So if you guys want to go ahead and check it out, y'all could definitely just go ahead and click on that booklet, and it's going to take you to like a little picture page, and it's going to tell you to copy and paste the URL into your browser. So just to let you guys know that the picture does not take you directly to the actual page. You have to go ahead and copy and paste the actual URL into the browser for you to go to that page. So, and for you guys that are in the chat room, if you want to go ahead and take a look at the Total Bully Package, I have pasted on there the link to the actual page on there as well. So y'all can definitely go ahead and take a look at it and see if it's something that you think will help you and your child in this type of situation. So, all right, folks. Well, my time is almost up. I really do appreciate everyone for tuning in with me, your girl, Say to Say What, on EOTMradio.com. Thanks, everyone, for calling in the show. You guys were so great. I appreciate every single comment on the show. And don't forget, y'all, that Mixture of Arts air every single Monday nights at 1 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And y'all can always find us on Facebook, and that's Mixture of Arts with Say to Say. Make sure y'all go ahead and join us on that page. All right, y'all. Now, also, I have some important news for those people that want to advertise on EOTM. You guys can definitely go ahead and contact me at 404-988-7932, or you can go ahead and email me at saytosaywhat, and that's SAYTUESAYWHAT, at queensofinternetradio.com. If you guys are interested in advertising on EOTM, just to let you guys know that EOTM receives over about 40,000 views or 30,000 views in those numbers every single month, just to let you guys know that. So with that said, folks, I will go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then I think that will be the end of our time. So with that said, folks, I will see you guys next week, and please, y'all, please stay focused. Please, no bullying. Respect others. Be nice to others. Don't discriminate against other people. Don't talk about other people because they look different, because they talk different, because just anything different about anybody, don't talk about them, because you never know what state of mind that person is in, and you never know that it might be you one day that somebody else is bullying you. So you don't want to go ahead and bully anybody because you wouldn't want it to be you, all right? With that said, folks, I will holler at y'all next week. Holler. Love you, believe in you, know you, believe in you.
Things that go right, you feel rather than take it to the Lord and love back to the world, cause they will make you fall. No, there's a God who brought you this far, he will never let you die. Just keep up the faith, praise him as you pray, gave him all you need and proud. In faith and good deeds, seated as a friend, never give up when you doubt. Stay strong and believe, and know that Jesus loves you. Believe that, and I knew the best for you.
You could be a hero, too, but you could be a hero.
choices he makes are just his. Doesn't know he's a leader with the way he behaves, and others will follow the choices he's made. He lives on the edge, he's old enough to decide. His brother who wants to be him is denied. He can do what he wants because it's his right, but choices he makes change a 9-year-old's life. Heroes are made when you make a choice.
Again, when he shed another tear, he walked through the door, grabbed the 4-4 out of his father's dress and drawer, and said, "I can't take life no more." And like that,
victims of bullicide, including Jared Beat High, April Hines, Jeffrey Johnson, Matt Epling, Ben Bolden, Julian Hawk, Austin Murphy, Brandon Swartwood, Christina Calco, Ryan Halligan, and all many, many more of the victims of bullicide. We will truly, truly miss you. We wish you hadn't gone away. We wish that we could have helped you. And everything will be all right. You don't have to kill yourself. It's okay. And to all the future victims of bully, it doesn't have to be like that. And to all the future bullies out there, you don't have to be the way you are as well. There is help out there. And everything will be okay. Just keep smiling and hold your head up. He'll be all right. I promise you. You don't have to kill yourself.